proclaim this among the nations. Prepare a war. Let all
fight against those nations, as when he fights on a day of battle.
And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse. And he who sat upon it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and wages war. And his eyes are a flame of fire. And upon his head are many diadems. And he has a name written upon him, which no one knows except himself. And he is clothed with a robe dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. And from his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may smite the nations. And he will rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great.
And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out from the winepress up to the horses' bridles, for a distance of 200 miles.
Now this will be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the peoples who have gone to war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they stand on their feet, and their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouth. And it will come about in that day that a great panic from the Lord will fall upon them. And they will seize one another's hand, and the hand of one will be lifted against the hand of another.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds which fly in mid-heaven, come, assemble for the great supper of God, in order that you may eat the flesh of kings and of commanders and of mighty men and of horses and of all men. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against him who sat upon his horse and against his army.
And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, and it will be split in its middle from east to west by a very large valley.
So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done. This is the day whereof I have spoken.
And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be loosed for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom judgment was committed. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony to Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or its image, and had not received the mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
The desert shall rejoice and sing. The dry land shall be glad. The water shall break forth and feed the sons of Gilead. The glory of the Lord shall make the lame leap.
Yeah.
Satan will be loosed from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations, which are gathered at the four corners of the earth to gather them for battle. And they marched up over the broad earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and consumed them.
Daystar, son of dawn, how you are cut down from heaven to earth, you who made the world your pawn. You said, I'll rise to heaven and take the highest throne. I'll be like the Most High God, I'll rule all heaven alone. But now, O Lucifer, son of dawn, you're at the gates of hell, because you have shaken the nations of earth. In this pit forever you'll dwell, because you kept the captives that by my blood were freed. You closed their ears to my words, my truth they could not see. All of the kings of the earth lie in glory, but you'll never find peace in a tomb. Clothed with death and scorned by man, you've met your chosen doom.
And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night, forever and ever.
Fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come.
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it. From his presence earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Also another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, by what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead in them, and all were judged by what they had done.
Come, my sheep, come to me, inherit the kingdom prepared for thee. For I was hungry, thirsty, naked, and poor. You opened your hearts and you opened your doors.
Fill us for remembering goodness for thee.
As you did it to the least of them, you did it to me. You on my left depart from me, you cursed workers of iniquity. No righteousness have I found in thee, my Father's kingdom you'll never see.
Tell us when you did not do this for me.
You did not to the least of them, you did not to me.
O Lord, we have prophesied in your name.
We've cast out demons, was it all in vain?
Many are the works that we've done in your name.
We did it all for you, it was not a game.
Depart from me, you work iniquity, for I never knew you and you never knew me.
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the new Jerusalem, the holy city coming down out of heaven from God, made ready like a bride to join her husband. Then I heard a loud voice from the throne saying,
"See, I am making everything new. Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. They have come true."
"Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb."
I was carried off under the power of the Spirit to a great high mountain and saw Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down out of heaven from God. And it continued to retain the glory of God. It is I, John, who heard and saw these things.
Do not seal up the words of prophecy contained in this book, for the time of their coming true is near.
See, I am coming soon. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I, Jesus, sent my angel to bear this testimony to you for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Let everyone who is thirsty come. Let everyone who wishes come and take the living water without any cost. I warn everyone who hears the words of prophecy contained in this book that if anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues that are described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take his part from the tree of life and from the holy city, which are described in this book. I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Yes, I am coming soon.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come.